In today's gospel, Christ proclaims the supreme value of God's kingdom. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus, it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hey, Roland.
So, as I sit up here and speak, what I would like all of you to do is to think about what brings you great joy in your life as you're sitting there. Just think about that while we're here together and speaking and whatnot. But I just want you to think what, who, or anything that brings you great joy in your life. And when I say great joy in your life, I mean each and every day, just not occasionally, but what brings you joy each and every day. I'm going to share some of the things that bring me great joy each and every day in my life. So as I'm doing that again, think about what brings you great joy in your life. And the first thing that brings me great joy is my wife. We've been together 40 years, married for 36 years, and out of those 36 years, they haven't all been blissful, as some of you can probably attest to as well. But I still would not imagine my life without her. She still, even when we're not talking to each other, brings me great joy just knowing that she is there with me each and every day. So my wife brings me joy each and every day of my life. The other things that brings me great joy are my two children, my son and my daughter. They bring me joy each and every day. I remember we brought my son home from the hospital when he was first born. You know, he was our first one. We placed him on the couch. My wife and I looked at each other and said, "Now what? What do we do with him? Do we change him? Do we feed him? Do we play with him? What is this, something like this play with? I don't know." Within an hour, he certainly let us know what he wanted. My daughter, on the other hand, we brought her home, walked through the door. She was screaming, crying, fussing. We threw her in a swing, you know, those ones you crank and crank and crank. We ran the vacuum cleaner next to her just to keep her quiet. It was the only way she would stop crying, if you put her in the swing and you ran the vacuum cleaner. That spot in my rug was the cleanest I've ever had. But despite all that, I talk to my children each and every day. We call each other on the phone or we see each other. And they bring me great joy knowing that they are my son and daughter each and every day of my life. The other is my four grandchildren. Now, they bring me great joy, but they bring me great headache. They were over the house on Friday. We had a little cookout. I had some family members over, my grandkids and my kids, and they were running around my house because the parents said it was too hot to be outside. So they were inside, you know, tearing my house apart, going crazy, screaming. There was no such thing as indoor voices on that day. They drove me so crazy, I went outside by myself for like 20 minutes. I'm going out to the grill. I got to clean it. And that's what I did. But even though they drove me crazy and bonkers, my grandchildren bring me great joy into my life each and every day. I either talk to them or, you know, have some kind of contact with them during the weekend and each day. And they bring me great joy when they walk up to me and they give me a hug and they say, "Love you, Peppy," or whatever. It's just wonderful. And then finally, what brings me great joy is my ordination, my diaconate, serving all of you. That brings me great joy, getting to know all of you, people I've met from other parishes. You bring me great joy each and every Sunday when I see you, each and every Saturday, or when you call me on the phone, some of you, for something. That brings me great joy. And I'm going to add this little piece that wasn't at the 4 o'clock Mass or wasn't at the 8. It was the end of the 8 o'clock Mass when I'm talking about my diaconate and you bring me great joy. This little girl came up to me. She gave me a great, great big hug. I've never gotten a hug from her before. She gave me a great big hug. She says, "I like you." That made my day. You know, every day. That was joy. That was my great joy of today. So with all that said, and after all of you thinking about what brings great joy to your life each and every day, what is the ultimate joy? What is the ultimate joy that we can enjoy each and every day? It is the love of God. It is the love of God in our lives. Because all those things, whatever I said or whatever you were thinking about that brings great joy to your life, that's a gift from God. Because everything joyful is from God. Everything good is from God. So whatever you were thinking about, just know that God sent that person or whoever to bring you joy that day. So just like the two people in today's gospel who found great joy in the treasure and who found great joy in the pearl, they got rid of everything else that was in their way to obtain those two things, those two great joys. And I want you to notice a difference between the two parables. So the first one, where the man found the treasure in the field by accident, he was just digging and he found it. He stumbled upon it. And then he got rid of everything so he can obtain that joy that he found in that treasure. Well, how many of us have been fumbling around life, clueless, aimless, and all of a sudden we stumbled upon God, or we stumbled upon somebody who showed us the love of God, and all of a sudden we felt a joy, we felt a goodness, we felt a forgiveness, we felt a healing. Just like that man found that treasure by accident, he stumbled upon it. Well, how many times have we done that and stumbled upon the love of God? And once we realized that, we said, we want this joy each and every day. Or the man who was searching, there's the key word, he was searching for a pearl, and he found it. And once he found it, he got rid of everything so he could obtain that pearl that brought him joy. And how many of us have been searching and searching and searching, and we finally find God after all that searching? And we find him, we realize the joy in our life. Well, what do we do to obtain that joy? Well, just like the person who found the treasure, just like the person who found the pearl, we get rid of everything and we focus on that joy. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to go sell your home, sell all your land, get rid of all your possessions, get rid of everybody in your life and walk around the streets aimlessly. Please don't do that. But what we're being told is to don't let those things be what brings us joy. Don't let a big house be the thing that brings us joy, a fancy car that brings us joy, fine clothing that brings us joy. Let the love of God, let the mercy of God, let the forgiveness of God be our joy. And let us recognize those people that I spoke about, that you all maybe thought about. Remember, that's a gift from God, as I said. That is our joy. Now, in our lives, just like my marriage, you know, it's not blissful every day. There are dark times in our lives. There are times where we don't recognize God anymore in our lives, or we think that he has abandoned us. Well, just know God never abandons us. We abandon him. But it is in those dark times of our lives that God sends that joy so it can be that light in our darkness, so that we can remember that joy. And it may be by somebody he sends to us that listens to us or talks to us or comforts us. That is from God. That is from God, and we need to recognize that, that he hasn't abandoned us, but he sent us that person to be with us. So as we continue on our day, our week, and in our prayer life, let us first recognize those gifts, that they are from God. And as we're speaking to God in our prayer, let us remember to thank him. To thank him for all the joy that he does send us, even when we don't recognize it at times. And especially in the dark times, to thank him for sending someone to get us through it. Remember, God loves us. God forgives us. God is merciful to us. And God wants nothing, nothing but joy for us all. God bless.